Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast this Monday morning. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. As the whole world is waiting for coronavirus vaccine, technology can play a pivotal and vital role in how the government vaccinates its population, tracks vaccines, monitors doses, and also manages to locate any adverse events, says Kiran Majumdar-Shaw, chairperson and MD Biocon. Speaking at Business Today's India's Most Powerful Women 2020, Majumdar-Shaw further states that if India gets a coronavirus vaccine by early next year, there will at least be 4 to 5 inoculations approved in some form or the other by 2021. Regional rural banks as a group reported net loss of ₹2,206 crore in the fiscal year ended March 31, 2020, as against ₹652 crore net loss in FY19, according to data published by NABARD. During FY19-20, 26 RRBs earned profit of ₹2,203 crore, while 19 incurred losses of ₹4,409 crore. Developing a coronavirus vaccine might just be the tip of the iceberg. From there on starts logistical complexity. The government is now considering a plan that will allow important businesses, especially large ones, to strike a deal with coronavirus vaccine manufacturers. Most of India's vaccines would be funded by the state and would cost around ₹50,000 crore. Experts also believe that not everyone would be able to get a shot of the vaccine in 2021. Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that domestic passenger traffic could reach the pre-COVID-19 level by the end of current year. He said the daily domestic traffic has reached 1.76 lakh passengers from 30,000 passengers when the civil aviation operations resumed on May 25th following a two-month gap due to the pandemic. CNG and piped cooking gas price in the national capital and adjoining cities was cut in sync with a reduction in natural gas prices. Indraprastha Gas Limited in a statement said the CNG price in Delhi will be reduced by ₹1.53 per kg in Delhi and by ₹1.70 per kg in Noida, Greater Noida and Ghaziabad. The recovery seen in auto sales in the past couple of months is not a sustainable one, and there is a question mark on how the industry would fare next year, as the sector is hugely linked to the economy, according to MG Motor India President and MD Rajiv Chaba. Following the reopening of the economy after lockdown, auto sales have gradually picked up month on month since June and gained further momentum with the onset of festive season in September. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.